ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் முனி காண்டம் சாப்டர் 4 செக்ஷன் 4 மந்த்ரா 22 கண்டினியூவேஷன். தமேதம் வேதானுவசனேன ப்ராஹ்மணா விவிதிஷந்தி யஜ்ஞேன தானேன தபஸா அநாசகேன. வி வர் சீயிங் திஸ் போர்ஷன் ஆஃப் மந்த்ரா 22 இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வேர் யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யா சேஸ் த்ரூ பிரம்மச்சரியாசிரமா கிரகஸ்தாசிரமா வானப்பிரஸ்தாசிரமா கர்மா அண்ட் உபாசனா இன் தி வேதிக் ட்ரெடிஷன் ஒன் ஒர்க்ஸ் ஃபார் தி கிராண்ட் டிசைன் டு கெயின் மோக்ஷா ஒன்லி. பிராமணாக விவிதிஷந்தி யஜ்ஞேன தானேன தபசா அநாசகேன. அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் கெயினிங் திஸ் நாலெட் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? தட் வாஸ் அவர் க்வெஸ்சன் எஸ்டர்டே அண்ட் வி வில் கண்டினியூ வித் தி next portion of this mantra. Now let us read. Etameva viditva munir bhavati etameva pravrajinah lokamichchanta pravrajanti etadasma vaitat. Etameva viditva munir bhavati, he will tell sanyasa ashrama later. So we are going to talk about Sanyasashrama in detail later. So going through the parampara sadhanas, the three ashramas, Brahmacharya ashrama, Grahastha ashrama, Vanaprastha ashrama, finally he knows this atma alone. Etam atmanam viditva munihi bhavati. Jivan muktaha bhavati. Munihi means jivan muktaha bhavati. Jnana nishtaha bhavati. Muni is not a physical one, not a kashaya vastram and that kind of thing, long beard, those kinds of things. Munihi means mananat munihi, jnanat munihi. Now, having talked about the parampara sadhanam, Yajnavalkya now comes to sakshat sadhanam of sannyasa ashrama. Sannyasa ashrama as the final leg of the life's journey. So, etameva Pravrajinaha, Pravrajanti, Pravrajinaha means sannyasinaha. Sannyasi is Pravrat. Pravrat because, or Parivrajaka, etc. These are all synonyms. So prakarshena Vrajati, one who quits the family life for good, he is called Pravrat. So this means sannyasinaha. So one who renounces everything, the family and all, is called Pravrat. And these pravrats give up everything to gain atma jnanam. So atmecha vyavasa, this is in sadhana panchakam acharyas, atmecha vyavasiyatam nijagrihat thurnam vinirgamyatam, he said. So these sannyasis give up nijagrihat, they give up everything, family, house and all thing, for what purpose? Etam lokam ichantaha, desiring this goal of atma alone. In Mahabharata, there is a sloka, tyajet ekam kulasyarthe, gramasyarthe kulam tyajet, gramam janapatasyarthe atmarthe prithivim tyajet. For saving a family, one can sacrifice one member, tyajet ekam kulasyarthe, one member. For saving a village, a family can be sacrificed. So, gramasyarthe kulam tyajet. For saving the whole country, a village can be sacrificed. Gramam janapadasyarthe atmarthe prithivim tyajet. For the sake of atma, for the sake of moksha, everything can be sacrificed. Therefore, ekameta lokam ichantaha, he Here loka means swayam prakasha atma, chaitanya rupaha, swayam jyoti rupaha atma. We have seen all that thing earlier. So desiring this atma alone, sannyasi renounces everything. And Yajnavalkya says, this sannyasa tradition is not a new tradition, but it has been there in the Upanishad itself. Normally, some people even say that all the sannyasa ashrama and all, they came after Shankaracharya came, because they had all the Buddhism and all earlier, but sannyasis came only after Shankaracharya came. No. So this has come from beginningless time. So Purve Vidvamsaha, the ancient wise people, Purve, they became sannyasis only because of this reason. So after Yetat Dasma Vaitatim, we have to supply the words here, Sannyase Karana. So this is the Karanam. This alone is the reason for sannyasa. And that is to know Atma. That is the whole aim. It is not escapism from society and all that. Sannyasa is meant for the greatest accomplishment in life, which is called moksha. Therefore, etat tat karanam, so tadeda devam karanam, moksha alone is the purpose of sannyasa. Then incidentally, the Purvapakshi, he gives another complaint also. Always Purvapakshi comes. So if one renounces everything for the sake of moksha, then is it not selfishness? That charge is improper, incorrect, because of two reasons. Number one, sannyasa ashrama is taken after going through three ashramas. Therefore, one has contributed maximum to the society through the three ashramas, especially in the grahastha ashrama. Through pancha maha yajnas, he has contributed to society. Therefore, how can you call him selfish? Therefore, a sannyasi can never be called selfish, because in grahastha ashrama, he has given everything to the society and family. And now, finally, if he works for his own moksha sannyasa, what is wrong? For his own moksha, there is nothing wrong about it. So, second reason is, even if one does not enter grahastha ashrama and straight away take sannyasa ashrama in young age, then also sannyasa is used for atma jnanam initially, and then the very ashrama is used for loka sangraha later. Loka sangraha me vapi sampashyan kartum arhasi, Krishna said. So Shankaracharya became a sannyasi early in his life, and even now we get the benefit of his teachings and his commentaries. All the mutts, his commentaries, we all go through that. And remember, sannyasi gives up one family is to identify with all other families. He gives up relationship with one family only with the aim of claiming the universe as one family. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Therefore, it is meaningless to say that a sannyasi is selfish. Therefore, etameva etat etadamsa etat hasmavam hasmavaitat. So, hasmavai means only an emphasis here. This is the karan. We'll continue with the sloka. Purve vidvam saham prajam nakamayante kim prajaya karishyamaha esham noyam atmayam loka iti tehasmam putraishanayascham vittaishanayascham lokaishanayascham vittayayam bhikshacharyam charanti Yahyeva putreshanam, savittaishanam, yavittaishanam, salokaishanam, ubehyete, yeshaneyeva bhavataham. This portion is the famous sannyasa portion. In no other place in the Upanishads, it is given so explicitly. Shankaracharya often quotes this portion in support of sannyasa ashrama. And there are two types of sannyasa. One is called krama sannyasa, that is going through all the three other ashramas in the beginning and thereafter entering into sannyasa ashrama. And the second one is called akrama sannyasa, not akrama, akrama. So where one does not go through grahastha ashrama and vanaprastha ashrama, but take sannyasa ashrama directly from brahmacharya ashrama. For both, Shastra has the provision. Actually, one Upanishad says, Brahmacharyat Krihi Bhavet. గృహీ భూత్వా వనీ భవేత్, వనీ భూత్వా ప్రవ్రజేత్. సో ఆఫ్టర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ బికమ్ ఏ గృహస్థాశ్రమి. దిస్ ఇస్ జాబాలోపనిషత్. అండ్ గృహీ భూత్వా ఆఫ్టర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది గృహస్థాశ్రమ హ్యావింగ్ బికమ్ గృహస్థాశ్రమి వనీ భవేత్, కంప్లీట్ ఆల్ యువర్ డ్యూటీస్ అండ్ టేక్ టు వానప్రస్థాశ్రమ. అండ్ వనీ భూత్వా ప్రవ్రజేత్, ఆఫ్టర్ బికమింగ్ ఎ వానప్రస్థి గివ్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, టేక్ సన్యాస. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ క్రమ సన్యాస. జాబాల్ ఉపనిషత్ పర్హాప్స్ సేస్ దిస్. అండ్ ది వెరీ సేమ్ ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో సేస్ అథవా ఇఫ్ నాట్ యద్ అహర్వి అహరేవ విరజేత్ తద్ అహరేవ ప్రవ్రజేత్. అనదర్ ఆప్షన్ ఇట్ గివ్స్ దట్ ఎ పర్సన్ క్యాన్ టేక్ సన్యాస ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీ ఆశ్రమ ప్రొవైడెడ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ వైరాగ్యం. సో ది సెకండ్ సన్యాస దట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ హియర్. సో దట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మచారి బికమింగ్ ఎ సన్యాసి స్ట్రేట్ అవే. దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? ఎ పర్సన్ గోస్ త్రూ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ అండ్ అట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఆశ్రమ హీ హాస్ టు చూస్ ఏదర్ గృహస్థాశ్రమ సన్యాసాశ్రమ. అండ్ వాట్ డిటర్మిన్స్ ది ఆశ్రమ? ఇన్ ఎనీ కేస్ ది ఇమీడియట్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ విల్ డిటర్మిన్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఆశ్రమ. ది ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ పుత్రేణ అయం లోకో జయ్యః. దిస్ మంత్రాసాల్ వి హావ్ సీన్ ఇన్ బృహదారణ్యక సెల్ఫ్. సో పుత్రేణ అయం లోకో జయ్యః, కర్మణ పితృలోకః, విద్యయా దేవలోకః. సో త్రూ పుత్ర, త్రూ చిల్డ్రన్ వన్ గెట్స్ మనుష్యలోక. ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ అస్పైర్స్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎ గుడ్ లైఫ్ హియర్ అండ్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ జన్మ ఆల్సో, దెన్ పుత్ర ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. Putra will take care of us in old age and also conduct all the karmas and rituals after death. Because of that, one can become, he can come back to Manushya Loka. And Karmana Pitru Loka. If one is interested in Pitru Loka or Swarga Loka, do karmas, rituals and all that. Then Vidyaya Deva Loka. Vidya means Upasana here. So through Upasana, get Brahma Loka. That is the highest Loka, the so-called seventh heaven and all that. So Brahmachari has three choices. But some rare brahmachari, some rare one finds out all the three are in samsara only. Brahmacharya ashrama or grahastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, they are all in samsara only. Api samsara. So api sarvam jivitum alpameva tavaiva vahas tavahas tava nritya geete. That's what Nachiketas told to Yamadharmaraja in Kathopanishad. సో భావ మత్స్యంతకైతత్ సర్వేంద్రియాణం జరయంతి తేజ. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ సెడ్. నచికేత సీస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ ఆర్ బౌండ్ బై దేశ కాల టైమ్ స్పేస్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ సేస్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ Putra and all that thing, I'm not interested in karma, upasana, because when I am not interested in the three sadhyams, so the sadhanam is irrelevant. Dharma, artha, kama, I am not interested. A means becomes relevant only when the end is expected. Therefore, Yajnavalkya says, Purvem vidvamsaha prajam na kamayante. These are all vivekis, nitya anitya vastu vivekis, atma vividushuho. They say, I don't want praja, children and all that. I am supposed to get some benefit itself. It's a big question. By having a child, whether I'm going to get a lot of benefit or not, I don't even know. Even some benefit I may not get. Even if I get the benefit, it will be only ephemeral benefit. I don't want putra and through him manushya loka also. Similarly, we have to add two more things. Karma api na kamayante. I don't want karma also because they, the sannyasis, are not interested in pitru loka also. Similarly, we have to add vidyam na kamayante because they are not interested in devaloka also. All three are of no use to them. It is like giving the gift of a comb to whom? To a person who is a bald-headed person. If you give a gift of comb to him, what he will do? Therefore, they want only atmaloka. So they are interested in sannyasa. And we should be very careful here. The Upanishad uses the word atmalokaha to rutam with the other three lokas. In other three cases, loka means a particular place. In the case of atma loka, the loka means swayam prakashaha jnanam lokaha. So atma lokaha means swayam prakasha atma. So lokanam lokaha. jnanam lokaha, in that sense. So those people, they take to sannyasa and go beyond their three basic desires, purusharthas and all that. They don't have desire for children, they don't have desire for wealth, or they don't have desire for other lokas. In fact, this portion has already come before. Actually, in the third chapter, fifth section, we have seen this in Brihadaranyaka itself. There, we have very elaborately discussed this. Here, we will give only a summary. All our desires can be taken as anatma eshanam. Anatma eshanam means desire. So this anatma eshanam itself is divided into many forms in the shastras. Sometimes it is divided as twofold desires, sometimes threefold desires, or sometimes sixfold desires. This is anatma eshanam desires. So we had given a table like summary in that particular section, in the third chapter, fifth section at that time. If you remember, fine. Otherwise, I'll just only rephrase. The anatma eshanaha is divided into two things, namely sadhana eshana and sadhya eshana. Eshana is desire. Desire for the means, that is sadhana, and desire for achieving the end, sadhya eshana. For example, when we want to earn a lot of money, this comes under what? Sadhana eshana. Because it is only a means for various ends. Money is the mean for various ends. I want to earn money so that I can buy a car, a house, and all that thing, go to education. So therefore, sadhyam is the house and sadhanam is the money. Thus, money desire for wealth, money desire will come under sadhana eshana. And house desire will come under sadhya eshana. And all desires are divided into twofold eshanas. And this itself later can be classified as threefold desires also. How? The sadhana itself is divided into two. One is called putra eshana and another is called vitta eshana. And sadhyam is taken as loka eshana. So putra means children, vitta means wealth, and loka means various worlds of enjoyment. These are the three objects of desire. Therefore, I desire means it is whatever I desire here in all the three, they are all anatma only. So one desire is anatma, it is anatma desire here. And two desires, sadhana sadhya, and three desires, putra, vitta, and loka. So one is anatma eshana, two desires are sadhana sadhya eshana, and three desires are putra, vitta, and loka. So these are the three things. Okay. Now these three desires themselves are further subdivided into six. Okay. So one is what how they are divided into six now. So putreshana is number one, that is desire for son, and vitteshana, that is wealth, that is itself is divided into two. One is karma and upasana. Rituals are one type of wealth and meditations are another type of wealth. Why they are called wealth? They have the purchasing power. Karma can purchase, upasana can purchase, and therefore vitta is subdivided into karma and upasana. So putra, karma, and upasana, these three are sadhana eshana. When we say karma can purchase, it can punya karmas will get you punyam. So you can purchase by doing punya karma, you can gain punyam, which is an adrishta palam, which will give you a lot of punya lokas. Same thing, meditation also can give you lot of benefits in terms of getting better benefits, punya and other lokas and all that. So these three are sadhana eshana, which are the three, karma, upasana. So and through putra, karma, so putra is one, karma is another, upasana is three. And lokeshana is again subdivided into three. And which are the three lokas? Manushya loka, pitru loka, and deva loka. Pitru loka is the same as Swarga loka, and deva loka is same as the Brahma loka. So sadhana traya eshana and sadhya traya eshana, they are sixfold desires. Therefore, depending on the context, we should understand what is one desire, two desires, three desires, or six desires. Here the Upanishad talks about three desires. Therefore, putreshanayascha, vitteshanayascha, lokeshanayascha. If you remember, the mantra says all that. And vyuttaya. Vyuttaya means growing out of all these desires. because desires we can grow out, they are desires we can suppress also. Those desires we can grow out, they are the desires we can suppress also. Suppressed desires can harm a person. If a person grows out of desires, then it is harmless. But if you suppress a desire, it can be harmful. Actually, Swami Dayana Saraswati generally gives the example of the marbles that the children play. At that time, if the parents say, when they are playing with the marbles, if the parents say that we should not play, we will keep on thinking of, the child keeps on thinking of that only. But now, after they grow old, when our children plays and ask us to join with them in playing, we enjoy the same game, and now we are all marble jnanis. That's what Swami says. It's called marble jnanis. As Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sakta karmanya vidvamsaha yatha kurvanti bharatam kuryad vidvamstata saktaha chikirshur loka sangraham. Third chapter. So we play as asaktaha, asaktasantaha, whether we win or lose. No issue when we play with the children. For the child, that is all that is there in the life. Therefore, what is the sign of growing out of desire? Growing out of desire means its presence or absence, it should not disturb me. If either of them disturbs, it's a problem. This growing out of ragadvesha is called sannyasa. So, nirdvandvaham, nitya sattvastaham, and sannyasa yuktana. These are all for definition of sannyasi. It is not a physically running away from any of them, but growing out of both. Yeya sanitya sanyasi yona dveshti na kankshati nirdvando hi mahabaho sukam bandhat pramuchyate. The presence and absence of any of these things do not make any difference to him. That is why the word vyutthana is very unique in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It means sannyasa. It is not an external event. Something happening in the mind. It is maturity. It is sanity. Therefore, atha. Atha means thereafter. Vairagya prapti anantaram. After getting vairagyam. In Muntaka, we saw that. Pariksha lokan karmachitan brahmano nirvedamayat. Nasti akrita kritena. Tadvijnanartam sa gurumevapi kachet. Samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam. So, akrita kritena. So, tadanantaram kim? Tasmatat vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigachete atha bhikshacharyam charanti. That all these things came because of the bhikshacharyam charanti for a sannyasi. And here the Upanishad talks about both internal and external renunciation. And how do we know whether it is internal or external renunciation? It's only for ashrama sannyasi. A grahastha should not say, I have inner renunciation and I will get bhiksha. In external renunciation, symbol is bhiksha. So inner renunciation will not qualify any person for bhiksha taking. It qualifies one for Vedanta and moksha alone. So adhikaram for bhiksha is what? One should leave the house physically and then alone one can take bhiksha. And bhikshacharyam refers to the regular way of life for them. Not one time, one day and all that. Shankaracharya gets into a technical inquiry here. Bhikshacharyam charanti is a vidhivakyam, he says. It's a vidhivakyam, it's a commandment. It means one should take to ashrama sannyasa. He should become a sannyasi. So bhikshacharyam charanti means bhikshacharyam chareyuhu. It is a vidhivakyam. Then the Purvapakshi has a question here. How do you say it is a vidhivakyam? And he brings all this grammar and all that thing. A vidhi, it requires a particular usage called vidhi ling. He goes all to this grammar. Or lot, here it is charanti. It is let, present tense only. So Acharya, after a small inquiry, he says, this is not the present tense at all, let. It is not the present tense at all. In the Veda, there is a special tense that is called Vedic tense, which is not there in the Laukika Vivaharas. And that tense is called late vede. So late lakara. Therefore, charanti is the late lakara, which has the meaning of vidhi. Therefore, it's a grammar. Don't worry about that too much. Therefore, Acharya says it is a vidhi vakyam and one should take to sannyasa. and later ya hevam putraishana sa vittaishanam ya vittaishana sa lokeshana. So all the three desires are essentially one only. They are only superficially different, and essentially they are all one and the same. And it is called anatma eshana. All of them are anatmas only. All of them belong to anatma. They are binding desires and should be given up. Then the Upanishad says, ubehete eshane eva bhavataha. Both are desires only. And the Upanishad does another mischief also here. Suddenly it says, both are desires. And after having said three desires, the Upanishad says, both are desires only now. So how to sort out this problem? The three desires should be resolved into two. As which are the two? Sadhana and sadhya eshanas. So putra eshana and vitta eshana together will come under sadhana eshana. And lokeshana will come under sadhya eshana. And all eshana desires again. So all of them are desires only. And a vairagi, person with a lot of vivekam, vairagyam, goes beyond them and takes to sannyasa ashrama, bhiksha acharya. And we should remember, whenever we talk about sannyasa in the tradition, we have to include jnanam or Vedanta vichara. Because sannyasa is exclusively meant for Vedanta vichara only. Other than Vedanta vichara, any action one does has to be done either in brahmacharya ashrama, grahastha ashrama, or vanaprastha ashrama. For each job, one ashrama is prescribed. And so it should be done accordingly. Therefore, sannyasa ashrama is meant for Vedanta vichara alone, enquiry. And if each ashrama does other ashrama's karma, then what will happen? There will be ashrama sangraha. That will take place. If there are ashramas, one ashrama's karma, there will be violations. Like, you know, varna sangraha. As Arjuna said, actually, in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So, violation. So, grahastha ashrami can study Vedanta. That is allowed. Otherwise, many of you won't come to class. I won't teach also. So he cannot give up karma. But it is not said that he should not study Vedanta. A grahastha ashrami cannot give up karma, but he can study Vedanta. A sannyasa ashrami cannot give up the study of Vedanta. Grahastha ashrami may study or may not study Vedanta, whereas a sannyasa ashrami cannot give up study of Vedanta. Therefore, bhikshacharyam charanti and Vedanta vicharam api kurvanti for sannyasis. With this, the fourth ashrama has been talked about. That is the sannyasa ashrama has been talked about. So all the four ashramas are going towards only one direction, and that direction is towards moksha. But the Veda does not directly say that. If it is said that all ashramas are for moksha, some people will say that I don't need this moksha. Therefore, like a sugar-coated pill, which I said yesterday, Shastra says, grahastha ashrama is for enjoyment, for artha, for kama. It will talk about children, it will talk about wealth, it will talk about so many things. Superficially, artha kama are presented as prayojanam in grahastha ashrama. The unmentioned undercurrent of grahastha ashrama is that what? Inching towards moksha only every minute. Continue the rest of the mantra some more. Sa yesha neti netyatma agrihyo nahi grihyate ashiryo nahi shiryate asango nahi sajyate asito na vyathate na rishyati. Seems familiar. It was done earlier also. If a person goes through the four ashramas, even if he does not physically go through, at least internally, if he goes through the four ashramas and also follows the threefold sadhanas, karma, upasana, and jnanam, then he will discover the atma. So ashrama palam is atma praptihi, getting atma, self-knowledge. Now the question is, what type of atma? If the Veda should have the grand design for all, and again, remember, this is not the goal of one human being. The Shastra presents this as the universal goal of all humans all over the world. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ భూలోక బట్ ఆల్ ది 14 లోకాస్ ఆల్సో దర్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ గోల్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ. ఇఫ్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ సచ్ అన్ యూనివర్సల్ గోల్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఆత్మ? దర్ఫోర్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ ఈస్ గివెన్ హియర్. దర్ఫోర్ స ఏష నేతి నేతి ఆత్మ. దిస్ ఆల్రెడీ వి హావ్ గాన్ త్రూ దిస్ ఎర్లియర్. దిస్ ఫేమస్ మంత్ర has already been discussed, therefore we will not elaborate it, but give the reference, for example, for us to only recapitulate. It occurred in the third section, in the third chapter, ninth section, and also in the fourth chapter, second section of this Upanishad. We have seen the same mantra from Sayesha Neti Neti up to Rishyati. That's a big section. We already saw that in that time. We discussed also in detail at that time. It occurred there. So, hence we will see only the running meaning in this place now. Sa yesha neti neti atma. Atma is that which remains after negating everything. Nayiti, nayiti, neti, neti. Sarva nisheda avadihi. That means I am the atma. After negating the negatables, the unnegatable negator, the subject remains, called atma or Brahman. And what is its nature? Agrihyo nahi grihyate. It is unobjectifiable because it is not available for any pramana. Sarva pramana agocharam. And it is ashiryo nahi shiryate. It is decayless, apakshaya rahitaha, jara rahitaha. And it is asangaha nahi sajyate, relationless, connectionless. And it is detached from everything. And that is why, incidentally, sannyasa is glorified because sannyasa is the nearest ashrama, closer to Atma Swarupam. Because it is the ashrama in which one has no relationships at all. Either he wants all or he wants none. No preferential liking. Mekara, there is a mekara. Kanta ime me, tanaya ime me, suta ime me. పశవస్థితే ఇమే మేం ఇత్యేష నూనం మే మే కృతః కాలవృకేణ నీతః. దిస్ ఈస్ అ శ్లోకం, వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ శ్లోకం. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ సేస్ ఇమే మే ఇమే మే, దర్ ఆర్ మెనీ, దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ మై ఫోక్స్, ఇమే మే, దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ మై ఫోక్స్, మై పీపుల్, సో దే సే ఇమే మే. అండ్ యమధర్మరాజా, ఫార్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ సే లైక్ దిస్, యాస్ అ వుల్ఫ్ హీ కమ్స్. సో వృకః, he comes as a wolf and took away all these goats who say me 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 me, you know, like a goat. So every human being is like a goat, constantly saying me me. And Yama, the wolf, takes all of them. Me me krutaha kala vrikena neetaha. Therefore sannyasi is supposed to be one who is relationless. And therefore, sannyasa ashrama and atma are almost closer. And therefore, atma discovery is facilitated by sannyasa ashrama. And this is a technical reason for choosing sannyasa ashrama to gain atma jnana. Therefore, asangaha. Sannyasi has no sangha, no relationship, no association. And atma also has no sangha. In fact, Raja Bhadrakari says in Niti Satakam, it's a beautiful shloka. I like it very much. I don't know when I will have a time to do that. How each person is spoiled by what? He says, Daurmantriyan ripatir vinashyati yeti sangat sutolalanatam vipraha anadhyayanat kulam kutanayat shilam kalopasanat. So these are all, he gives various, a big list he gives in a big shloka. In that he says, a sannyasi gets spoiled by sangha. Yeti sangat. Yeti means sannyasi. A king gets spoiled because of wrong ministers. Daur mantriyan ripatir vinashyati. Ripati means king. Daur mantriyan means bad mantris. All these ministers give them wrong advice. Daur mantriyan. Similarly, how does a child get spoiled? Suto lalanat, pampering and all that. A brahmana gets spoiled. How he gets spoiled? How does a farmer get spoiled? He talks, big list he gives. In that shloka, when he talks about sannyasa, he says, the enemy of sannyasi is sangaha. Therefore, sannyasi is asangaha. And ashito na vyatate. ఆత్మ ఈజ్ అన్బౌండ్ అబద్ధ దర్ఫోర్ న వ్యతతే ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ పెయిన్స్ నో వ్యత నో పెయిన్స్ అట్ ఆల్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ గ్రీవ్ ఫైనలీ న రిష్యతి ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ పెరిష్ ఆత్మ డస్ నాట్ పెరిష్ డస్ నాట్ డై న నశ్యతి ఇత్యర్థః సో ఆత్మస్వరూపం హ్యాస్ బీన్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ సో ఫార్ నౌ జ్ఞాన ఫలం ఈస్ టేకెన్ అప్ బై యాజ్ఞవల్క్య ఫార్ అనాలిసిస్ ఇన్ ద ఫైనల్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మంత్ర దట్ వి విల్ రీడ్ వి ఆర్ స్టిల్ ఇన్ మంత్ర 22 ఇట్స్ బిగ్ మంత్ర ఏతముఖై వైతే న తరత ఇతి అత పాపం అకరవమితి అత కళ్యాణం అకరవమితి ఉభే ఉహై వైషః ఏతే తరతి నైనం కృతాకృతే తపతః సో జ్ఞాన ఫలం క్యాన్ బి ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఇన్ మెనీ వేస్ హియర్ జ్ఞాన ఫలం ఈస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ యాజ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ రిగ్రెట్స్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ అదర్వైజ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ రిగ్రెటింగ్ దిస్ ఈస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ దట్ వి ఫేస్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ దిస్ ఈస్ అనదర్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ గిల్ట్ ఓన్లీ the feeling of guilt can kill a person even can cause sickness some people even commit suicide it seems I think even several bad rulers have committed suicide because of their actions resulting in the deaths of so many people we know in history so many of those people thus the guilt can kill a person freedom from guilt or regret is moksha that is the angle we are looking at it now so especially the guilt the in the old age because in old age we cannot be active and when we sit idle and we cannot escape by talking to people also because nobody will come near us they avoid old people no escapism also therefore the mind goes on picking up the regrets and worrying actually in Taittiriya Upanishad second chapter this is a beautiful Purmanandavali it says kimahagum sadhuna karavam కిమహం పాపమకరమ అకరవమితి ఏవం విద్వానేతే ఆత్మానగ్ స్పృణుతే ఉభేహే వైషయేతే ఆత్మానగ్ స్పృణుతే ది సేమ్ ఐడియా క్రస్ హియర్ దట్ ఈస్ వై వి సే బృహదారణ్య ఉపనిషత్ ఇస్ అ కంప్లీట్ ఉపనిషత్ బికాస్ ఇట్ బ్రింగ్స్ ఆల్ ది ఐడియాస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ది అదర్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆల్సో వి హావ్ సీన్ కొటేషన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ కఠోపనిషత్ కేనోపనిషత్ ముండకోపనిషత్ మాండుక్య ప్రశ్నోపనిషత్ ఈశాపనిషత్ ఈశావాస్యం తైత్రీ ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్ దాట్ So, yetauha eva yetem natarataha. The following two, they do not hurt him. What are those two? The following two types of regrets do not afflict a jnani. Yete means these two. It is dvijanam, yetat, yete, yetani, and tarataha. Tarataha also is dvijanam. So, gachataha. So, prapnataha. These two types of regrets do not reach him. And what are the two regrets? Ataha. పాపం అకరవం ఐ డిడ్ పాపం బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ రీజన్స్ దట్ రీజన్ దిస్ రీజన్స్ అత కారణాత్ గివింగ్ వేరియస్ ఎక్స్క్యూసెస్ ఐ డిడ్ అ పాపం వి హ్యావ్ డన్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ అండ్ వి హ్యావ్ జస్టిఫైడ్ దమ్ ఆల్సో బై వన్ రీజన్ ఆర్ ది అదర్ ఆల్ వైట్ లైస్ బ్లాక్ లైస్ ఆల్ కలర్డ్ లైస్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ టాక్డ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ అత కళ్యాణం అకరవం ఓకే పాపం పాపం అకర అత పాపం అకరవం అత కళ్యాణం అకరవం బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఐ డిడ్ నాట్ డూ దీస్ నోబుల్ రీజన్స్ ఆల్సో బై గివింగ్ ఎక్స్క్యూసెస్ ఐ ఫెయిల్ టు డూ పుణ్యకర్మాస్ కళ్యాణం మీన్స్ పుణ్యకర్మ పాపం ఐ డిడ్ పుణ్యం ఐ అవాయిడెడ్ గివింగ్ వేరియస్ ఎక్స్క్యూసెస్ థింకింగ్ ఓవర్ దెమ్ డస్ నాట్ రిగ్రెట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ గాన్ ఈస్ గాన్ దట్స్ వాట్ జ్ఞాని డాస్ దర్ ఇస్ నో యూస్ రిగ్రెటింగ్ ద రిగ్రెట్స్ ఓవర్ కమిషన్స్ and omissions punya karma akaranam is omission not doing the punya karma papa karma karanam is commission doing papa karmas that is doing what is not to be done is one type of regret and not doing what is to be done is the second type of regret regrets of omission then there may be worry that I did mistakes there is worry of commission so these two types of guilt do not disturb a jnani jnani crosses both And with regard to our past, we can have three types of responses also. If a person is insensitive, he will not worry about his mistakes. He is blissfully ignorant of his mistakes. Therefore, he will continue to commit more mistakes. This is one type of response. We call this insensitivity. And there is a second type of response, and it comes from a sensitive person. And so he is worried about his mistakes all the time, aware of them, wants to remove them. But the problem is that what? He goes on feeling guilty even after the other person has forgiven him. But in spite of that, he will go on regretting. Therefore, it is constantly guilty sensitive response, sensitivity with guilt all the time. So first one is insensitivity, and the second one is sensitivity. Insensitivity without guilt, second one is sensitivity with guilt. Vedanta or Dharma Shastra says both involve problems. That is, in the first case, one does not suffer, no guilt, but problem is there, but scope for improvement. In fact, those foolish people who do not have ideas of right and wrong, they are blessed because they live in the world of their own triggers. Second set of persons, they have got some advantages. They are sensitive enough to know their mistakes and they are interested to improve them also. But the problem is what? They go on regretting even after the victim has forgotten the incident. Therefore, he eternally regrets, no peace of mind. First person will stagnate, second person will eternally be disturbed. Now we have to go to the third person for response. He is sensitive enough to note the mistake, and he is also ready and decides to grow. He is sensible enough not to worry over the past mistakes. It is said that sensitivity must be supported by sensibility. You be sensibly sensitive. Otherwise, you will suffer all the time. Jnani is sensibly sensitive. He learns from his past mistakes and avoids them, but does not worry over the past. And worry does not change the past, nor does it improve the future. Past mistakes do not affect him or torment him. As we are young, future is longer for us, and past is shorter. And most of the time, we project for the future, and lot of dreaming regarding future. Future is longer and past is shorter when we are young. Younger people will have anxiety over the future. And the older will have more regrets over the past. At no time of our life, we are happy. That is, but for a jnani, what happens? Yajnavalkya says, ube uha eva yesha yete tarati. Na yenam krita krite tapataha iti yete. These two thoughts, yete refers to two thoughts. Na uha eva yetam tarataha. Do not overtake him indeed. So, Uha, all those things that are indeed. Eshaha, emphasis. So, Eshaha, Yete, Ube, Uha, Tarati, Eva. He goes beyond these two. Which two? Krita, Akrite, commissions and omissions. Yetam, Na, Tapataha. Do not afflict him. Jnani does not have the problem of all this either. So, this is Jnana Phalam. What is the Phalam of gaining this Jnana?
श्लोक 23 तदेतं ब्राह्मणस्य न वर्धते कर्मणा नोकनीयान् तस्य इव स्यात् पदवित्थं विदित्वा न लिप्यते कर्मणा पापकेन इति तस्मादेवं विच्छान्तः दान्तौ परतः तितिक्षुः समाहितो भूत्वा आत्मन्येवात्मानं पश्यति सर्वमात्मानं पश्यति नैनं पाप्मा तरति सर्वं पाप्मानं तरति नैनं पाप्मा तपति सर्वं पाप्मानं तपति पिपापो विरजः अविचिकित्सो ब्राह्मणो भवति एष ब्रह्मलोकसम्राट् एनं प्रापितोऽसीति ओवाच याज्ञवल्क्यः सोऽहं भगवते विदेहान् ददामि मां चापि सह दास्यायेति.
So in support of Jnanapalam, Yajnavalkya quotes a Rigmantra. As this is Yajurveda Brahmana Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it takes support from a Rigmantra. Tadetat richa abhyuktam. So, Brahmanasya Yeshaha Mahima. The following is the glory of the Brahmana. And we should note here, the Upanishads uses the word Brahmana as Brahmavid, the wise man. Therefore, Shankaracharya says here that a wise man alone deserves to be really called a Brahmana. Mukhya Brahmanaha is Brahmavit. We have seen this earlier. I'm just refreshing. Then what about other Brahmanas like Jati Brahmana or Karma Brahmana? A person who is born in a Brahmana Jati and who is also taking to Brahmana's profession like priest and all that. So the Brahmanas other than Brahmavits, that the Brahmagnanis, like Jati Brahmanaha or Karma Brahmanaha and all that, they are all only Gauna Brahmanas or secondary Brahmanas only, and they are Amukhya Brahmanas, not Mukhya Brahmanas, but Amukhya Brahmanas. Amukhya Brahmana means he will become Mukhya Brahmana only when he becomes a Jnani. And from this another point also becomes clearer. Suppose one is not a Brahmana by birth, or a Karma Brahmana, Janma Brahmana or Karma Brahmana, he does not have a profession of Brahmana. So suppose he gets Brahma Jnanam, then that Brahma Jnani alone will be Mukhya Brahmana, while Jati Brahmana will continue to be Amukhya Brahmana only. That is, Shankaracharya said in Manisha Panchaka. Manisha Panchaka is a beautiful text. Chandalostu Satu Dvijostu Gururi Tyesha Manisha Mama. Whether you are a Chandala or Dvijaha, doesn't matter. If Jati Brahmana and Mukhya Brahmana come, who should worship whom? A Jati Brahmana should worship the Mukhya Brahmana who is a Jnani, regardless of whether it's a Jati Brahmana or not. This we find in Bhagavad Gita in several places. So Brahmana is defined as Jnani in several places. That is why the Shastra, there is a beautiful shloka. Janmana Jayate Shudraha Karmana Dvija Uchyate Veda Pathena Viprasyate Brahmano Brahma Vedanat. Janmana Jayate Shudraha. Everyone is born as a Shudra only by Janma. And Karmana Dvija Uchyate, only when one takes the Upanayana Samskara and follows the Vedic way of life, that cultured person from our Prakrita Purushaha, he becomes a Samskrita Purushaha, cultured person. He alone is called a Dvijaha. Veda Patena Viprasyat, one who does Veda Adhyayanam, he becomes Vipraha. At best, he can become a scholar. All the time, he does not deserve the name Brahmana. All the three. He may be Shudra, he may be Vipraha, or he may be Dvijaha, or he may be Jati Brahmana. But he can be called a real Brahmana only, Brahmano Brahma Vedana. Then he becomes a Brahma Jnani alone. And this definition was given twice before also in the third chapter, fifth section. Twice itself in that section it came. Yaha Atmanam Viditva Asmat Lokat Praiti Saha Brahmanaha. Who gains self-knowledge in this Janma before death, he alone is called a Brahmana. And also it said, who is not a Brahmana? Yaham Atmanam Aviditva Asmalokat Praiti Saha Kripanaha. Miserable person. He does not deserve the title Brahmana. Ajnani deserves a title Kripanaha. Later in the third chapter, eighth section itself, it also defines a Brahmana. Therefore, after Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam alone, a person becomes a Brahmana. So, Amaunam, Maunancha, Nirvidya, Ataha, Brahmanaha Bhavati. Here also the Upanishad wants to say that Brahmajnani alone is called the Brahmanaha. So again, there is a beautiful Upanishad. I don't know, maybe I mentioned earlier. Vajrasuchika Upanishad. Vajrasuchika Upanishad means it's a diamond needle-like Upanishad, because it does a microsurgery to find out who is a Brahmana. The whole Upanishad is an analysis of kaha Brahmana, who is a Brahmana. Stula shariram va, sukshma shariram va, karana shariram va, jati va, karma va, parentage va, which are the things? What is responsible? It takes everything and goes on negating all of them. And after a long analysis, it concludes that Brahmana is none other than a Brahmajnani alone. Therefore, here Brahmanasya means Brahmajnaninaha. And what is the glory of the Brahmajnani? The Upanishad says, Nityaha Mahima. The glory of Brahmajnani is Nityaha, eternal glory. What is the eternal glory? Moksha Swarupam or Purnatvam alone is the eternal glory of the Jnani. And Shankaracharya says, ఎనీ అదర్ గ్లోరీ యూ టాక్ అబౌట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ మహిమ ఆల్ రైట్, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అనిత్య మహిమ. దట్ మహిమ ఈస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఎవర్ లాస్టింగ్. సపోజ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ గ్రేట్ మ్యూజిషియన్ హూ సింగ్స్ వెరీ వెల్ అండ్ నీస్ టు ఇస్ గ్రేట్ డేస్ ఫర్ 20, 30, 40 years, ఎవ్రీబడి లవ్డ్ ఈస్ మ్యూజిక్. హీ కెన్ బి గ్రేట్ ఓన్లీ అప్ టు సర్టన్ ఏజ్, నాట్ ఫార్ ఆఫ్టర్, నాట్ ఫార్ లాంగ్ ఆఫ్టర్వర్డ్స్. యూ కెనాట్ సిట్ ఇన్ ద హాల్ బికాస్ ద మ్యూజిషియన్స్ థ్రోట్ గోస్. యూ కెనాట్ సింగ్. ఫర్ హిస్ ఏజ్ వి రెస్పెక్ట్, ఫర్ హిస్ స్కాలర్షిప్ వి రెస్పెక్ట్, బట్ ద మ్యూజిక్ ఇస్ గాన్. Similarly, Mr. and Mrs. Universe, all these people, beauty queens and all that thing, how long they look beautiful. So what about brainy accomplishments also, like knowledge and all, they also go down. So buddhi weakens. So any mahima is anityaha, because they are all the sthula sukshma shariram, they fluctuate. It has a higher graph and later it will be a declining graph chart. That is why as long as we hold on to anitya mahima, we all have to suffer later. Because when that glory goes, the society forgets us. All the people who achieved great feats are all forgotten in the passage of time. We should be, it's a fact of life. We should be willing to accept it. That is the problem with lot of people, particularly in old age. I was this, I was that, I became this, I became that. They expect the same thing for them today also from the others. Now your train is gone. Next train has come. One should be willing to accept it. It is all because we hold on to anitya mahima. Whereas the brahmana is that sensible person who holds on to nitya mahima. And what is the nitya mahima? It is said in the second line, karmana na vardate. It is that purnatvam, the fullness, which never increases through karma, nor does it decrease, na kaniyan. We have to read karmana twice. So, punya karmana na vardate, papa karmana na kaniyan bhavati. It does not become superior by punya karma, are inferior through papa karma. Because infinite cannot increase or decrease. This line also is a very often quoted line by Shankaracharya. That is moksha swarupam. Therefore, Dharigmantra advises everyone, tasyaiva padavitsyat, to become the knower of moksha swarupam, tasya. Tasya means mahima, pada means swarupam. So, tasya padavit. Mahima Swarupavit, Moksha Swarupam, the one knows, who knows the Moksha Swarupam. Therefore, everyone should know that Moksha Swarupam, which is Nitya Mahima, that is the eternal Mahima, which will never decline. Then what will happen? The Upanishad says, Tam Viditva, having known that Moksha Swarupam, Na Lipyate, that person is never affected by Papa Kena Karmana. Shankaracharya adds in his commentary, papam includes punyam also, that we have already defined earlier, because he is anyatra dharmatvim, anyatra adharmat. We have seen in Kathopanishad, he is sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja, as Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita. He is above punya and papa, and he transcends dharma and adharma also. This is the jnani, the glory of jnanam. Then a question may come. If a jnani is not affected by papam, does that jnani can do any amount of papam without worry? Some people may have such doubts. Because Upanishad says that after jnanam, papam will not affect him. That means what? He can do any amount of papam. Does that mean that? No. Upanishad says a jnani can do papam because Upanishad knows jnani will not do papam. Whereas Upanishad says that an ajnani should not do papam, because in the case of ajnani, he may be even happily doing papam. Why can? He will always do papam many times. Think about the Pancha Mahayajnas is essentially meant for people who, without our knowledge, we do so many papams every day. Since ajnani has a choice, there is a command not to do papam. But in the case of the jnani, he is choiceless. He is good. is punyavan, dharmavan. So the freedom given to Ajnani will not be abused by anyone. Actually, this is, therefore, when there is a possibility of, it is like you are giving a signed blank check to somebody with the confidence that he won't abuse it. Therefore, actually, there is a story also. It seems Birla gave such a check to Mahatma Gandhi long ago. It's all stories. Therefore, when there is a possibility of abuse of freedom, Veda commands us. When there is no possibility of abuse of freedom, Veda says, you may do it, and gives the license, knowing fully well that person will not do. Nistray gunye pati vicharatam ko vidhihi ko nishedaha. So no problem of abuse here. Now the Upanishad continues the thread, and once again, and Yajnavalkya gives some more sadhanas or preparatory discipline before repeating Jnanaphalam. And what are those sadhanas he wants to give? Tasma devam vit santaha shantaha dantaha uparataha titikshuhu samahitaha bhutva. Evam vit, a viveki who has got the paroksha jnanam of Brahman or has got the knowledge of moksha is called a paroksha jnani or a viveki. Evam vit, such a person should develop what all virtues? Shantaha. Shantaha means shama. Dantaha means dhamma. Uparataha, uparati. We are going to define all of them. Titikshuho. Actually, in Tattva Bodham, we have seen the fourfold qualifications. Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampattihi, Samadhi Shatka Sampattihi. The source of the fourfold qualifications is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And Tattva Bodham said all that. The source is this Upanishad. The word sadhana chaturtayam does not occur in any Upanishad. Then how did we get this fourfold qualification, if somebody asks? We have culled them out from different Upanishads. From Kathopanishad, we get Viveka, Vairagyam, Mumukshutvam. That's Shreyascha, Preyascha, Manushya, Metaha, Tau Sampariya, Vivinakti, Dhiraha. Shreyohi, Dhirohi, Preyaso, Vrinite, Preyo, Mandaha, Yoga, Kshemad, Vrinite. So Shreyaha, Preyascha. Vivinakti means Vivekaha. And Shreyaha, Dhiraha, and Dhiraha, Vrinite. An intelligent person, Dhiraha, Vrinite, he chooses Shreyas, Mumukshutva. So in the next mantra, in Kathopanishad, it says, Sattvam Priyan, Priya Rupagamscha Kaman, Abhidhyayan Nachiketo, Atyashrakshihi. Nachiketas threw away all these prayers that represents Vairagyam, all the wealth and whatever Yamadharmaraja gave, he threw them away. So from these mantras, we get Vivekam, Vairagyam and Mumukshutvam. And if we search for Samadhi Shatka Sampatti, we don't get it in any other Upanishad that we have seen so far. For Samadhi Shatka Sampatti, the source is Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, this mantra. Here also you find a problem. Shama, Dama, Uparama, Titiksha and Samadhana are given. How do you talk about six when only five are given? There are two Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, as I mentioned earlier. One occurs in the Kanva branch of Shukla Yajurveda, and another occurs in the Madhyan Dinashaka of Shukla Yajurveda. And these two are almost the same with very slight difference. This we have mentioned earlier. Shankaracharya's Bhashyam is on Kanva Shaka only. The one we study is Kanva Shaka now. And Vidyaranya has commented on the Madhyan Dinashaka. So in both the branches, this mantra occurs. And in the Kanva Shaka, we get the reading Titikshuhum Samahito Bhutva. That's what we got here. Whereas in the Madhyandina Shaka, another reading is there, Titikshuhum Shraddha Vitto Bhutva. So in place of Samahitaha, there we find Shraddha Vitto Bhutva. Thus we find that the Samadhanam is there here, and in the other Shraddha is there. Thus, we find all the six qualifications. Shamaha. Shamaha means mano nigraha, mind control. Damaha means indriya nigraha, sense control. Somehow, Acharya reverses the meaning in his commentary. He calls shamahas indriya nigraha and damahas mano nigraha. We will take the first popular meaning. And uparataha ruparatihi means, and what is the difference between shamaha and shantaha? Because here, what is given here in the Upanishad is shantaha. Shamaha is the name of the virtue, mind control. Whereas Shantaha is the name of the virtuous person. Dhammaha is the name of the virtue. And Dantaha is the name of the person who has Dhamma. Uparati is the virtue and Uparataha is the person. In Tattva Bodha, Uparati means Swadharma Anushtana, following one's own Swadharma. And that meaning is a rare meaning. And Shankaracharya takes the meaning of Uparati as sannyasa or renunciation or leading an ascetic life. Therefore, Uparataha means sannyasi, yatihi, because Shankaracharya always likes sannyasi. And this is the popular and generally accepted meaning of the word Uparati. Then Titikshuho. Titikshu means dvandva sahishnutvam, capacity to withstand ups and downs, opposites, sukham, dukham, manam, apamanam, jaya, parajaya, sanyoga, viyoga, all the pairs of opposites and the capacity to withstand them. And samahitaha means samadhanam, chitta ekagrata, oneness or one-pointedness of the mind, not losing sight of primary goal of life, which is moksha. Then we have to add Shraddha also from Madhyandina Shaka. Here, faith in the Guru and Shastram. Guru Vedanta Vakyadishum Vishwasaham Shraddha. That was defined in Tattva Bodha. So having enjoyed these sixfold qualifications, Atman Yevam Atmanam Pashyati. One becomes eligible to gain Atmajnanam. Such a qualified one sees Atma as himself. And here the word Atma comes twice. And the meaning should be again carefully differentiated. Atmani means in the mind and Atmanam means the self, the Sakshi. He should recognize the Sakshi in the Buddhi, in the mind and the Karana. This is the first stage of knowledge. I am the Atma, different from all the Anatmas. The Shariram, the world, mind, all come under the Anatma category only. And I am Atma, different from all of them. This is the first stage. And this is not sufficient. We have to see the next state that we will see tomorrow. Yo Vedado, next week. Yo Vedado Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Linasya Para Samaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. Actually, I may not have too much time for question answers today because I have a conference call coming up in another 5-6 minutes. Okay, thanks, Meera. Anybody has any questions? I see yes, Ramakrishna's thing is up. Ramakrishna, you want to speak? Have a question? Who is that? Okay. If there are no questions or comments from anybody else, I'm going to sign off for today. Yes, I'll take up my other call. That is India call. Okay. I'm going to sign off for today. And then if you have questions, you can maybe perhaps note down and ask next class.